Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program about the vegan lifestyle. May all beings be free from suffering. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. We're listening to the song Appeal by Rahil Barbaram in Trinidad. Om Mani Padme Hum means may all beings be free from suffering. Om Mani Padme Hum. This program is a Mother's Day Special 2021. We're featuring the international humanitarian and interfaith teacher, Ching Hai. I'll be reading some of her poetry and also including some snippets of some of her recent announcements. And here is a little bit of the biography of Supreme Master Ching Hai. A master is one who has the key for you to become a master, to help you realize that you are also a master and that you and God are also one. That's all. That's the only role of the master. I would like to interject a little comment here in that on Vegan Nation, we are holistic. And as such, as those who have been involved with holistic health for decades know that it is mind, body, and spirit. That we're not just a bunch of physical cells and we're not just a mind of electrical impulses, but that we're also a soul or a spirit. And of course, there's many interpretations and understandings and beliefs. And I do my best to include vegans from all faiths and spiritualities and religions. And in this Mother's Day special, I find that the work of Ching Hai is quite appropriate. I really value the message of unconditional love, which is veganism. That's what veganism is. Vegan is love. And her group, an international organization with millions of members, is the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. And one of their services is they have a platform, Supreme Master TV. On that, one of the programs I had seen was she was explaining Supreme Master, and that, as you can see, obviously, through this introduction so far, it is of spiritual nature, and that she had said that God's last name is Supreme Master, and we're all children of God, so we're all Supreme Masters. So I thought that was interesting, in that also, I learned that she was born on May 12th, 1950. Happy birthday. And now we'll continue with Supreme Master Ching Hai's biography, a snippet of her biography. We're listening to the music of Will Tuttle and Madeline Tuttle. Madeline on flute, Will on piano. And this is from their album Inspiration. This song is called Call to Heaven. This episode of Vegan Nation is a Mother's Day Special 2021, a broadcast to help stop and end the cycle of suffering for all beings everywhere. Her path is not a religion. She does not convert anyone to Catholicism or Buddhism or any other ism. The Supreme Master Ching Hai was born in O Lac, Vietnam. Her father was a naturopath. He loved to study world literature and was especially interested in philosophy. Among his favorites were the writings of Lao Tzu and others. Ching Hai, as a young child, she had read these and other Buddhist texts before she had entered primary school. Although her parents were Catholic, they were open to Buddhism. Ching Hai's grandmother, a Buddhist, taught Ching Hai the scriptures and Buddhist worship. Ching Hai would attend Catholic church in the morning, Buddhist temple in the afternoon, and in the evening would listen to lectures on the holy teachings. This left her with many spiritual questions. Where did we come from? What is life after death? Why are people so different? At one time, there was a shortage of doctors and nurses in her town, and so Ching Hai helped in the hospital after her classes. And she always had a soft spot for animals, taking in a wounded animal and caring for her or him. If she saw an animal slaughtered, she would cry, wishing that she could prevent the suffering in the world. At this time, I'd like to take a little musical interlude. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Words of a Piglet, poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai and sung by Tan Thuy, Okalese Vietnamese singer. I'll be reciting the English translation, which, as a translation, doesn't do the poem full justice. It's a beautiful poem. Words of a Piglet. The day I met you first was the day of my birth, pink and round. Me, oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising, oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched. Your kindness, more than gold worth. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection. Growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn, as clouds were drifting across the sky. Cuddling together, mommy and I, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body into a cage of horror, flat. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wheeled in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please, fast, come protect me. Rescue my life. I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow. Tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous emotional pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered. This piglet will be so tasty. Tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby. Oh, how ironic this life. My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart, like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. For you, it's just profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be chopped to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feast and gathering to your children and others too. I wish them all long lives, so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears I am overcome. Oh, mommy, mom, mom. Words of a Piglet, poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai and sung by Tan Thuy, Okalese Vietnamese singer. And now I'll continue with some of the biography of Ching Hai. When the Supreme Master Ching Hai left home to become a nun, her mother went to a Kuan Yin temple to pray for advice. She was told that Ching Hai has come to this world on the mission of Kuan Yin to save sentient beings from misery. After being rejected because she was a woman, she traveled and searched everywhere and finally, after many years, found a Himalayan master who initiated her into the Kuan Yin method and gave her the divine transmission that she had sought for so many years. The Supreme Master Ching Hai's work has spread by word of mouth from the first small group in Formosa, Taiwan, to many hundreds of thousands worldwide. Some of her humanitarian activities include helping the homeless throughout the United States, victims of fire in Southern California, victims of floods in the Midwest United States, Central and Eastern Mainland China, Malaysia, Olac, Vietnam, Holland, Belgium, and France, the elderly in Brazil, and also those who were suffering due to environmental disasters in the Philippines and Thailand, Formosa, Taiwan, and Singapore, and veterans of the United States, and of course, Supreme Master Ching Hai's never-ending and tireless efforts to help the Olac, which is the original name for Vietnam, the Olac refugees, both inside and out of refugee camps. On October 25th, 1993, was proclaimed the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day by the mayor of Honolulu, Hawaii. And on February 22nd, 1994, was likewise proclaimed by the governors of the states of Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri, and Minnesota. The sales of all her artistic endeavors have enabled Ching Hai to create an independent source of funding for humanitarian activities, highlighting her pragmatic view that we should always try and create our own means from which to give to others. Ching Hai gives a variety of lectures to interested folks according to their backgrounds and cultures, no matter if one is Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, or Taoist, etc. She speaks in English, French, German, Chinese, and Olac.
Words from a Child. Poem written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan. These are the examples of what should be the life of our friends, sweet animals, be it on land, on air, or in the sea. They should be loved, protected, and cherished, just like the life that we so wish. Dearest Heaven, dear Lord of Karma, please do love and care for all creatures, for it breaks my heart to see their plight. I cannot bear to see them suffer. There are plenty places in heaven above. Take them all up and give them love. This is my little prayer for all beings. Just your little love and compassion. May all be well. Live and let live. All love, all care, and all forgive.
For details, please visit suprememastertv.com/poems.
Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. We're featuring Mother's Day Special, celebrating the rising energy of Kuan Yin, manifesting a vegan world on planet Earth, one of nonviolence, egalitarianism, sustainability, and peace. I'm your host, Miley Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. In this episode, we're also featuring the newly released song, Appeal. by Rahil Barbaran in Trinidad. Here's my appeal to U.S. politicians. Please support the Abolition Amendment, proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution, to abolish the property status of animals. Upon ratification, it will immediately abolish all animal exploitation industries. It was published in 2016 by volunteers of the Humane Party. The Humane Party is a vegan political party in the USA. The Abolition Amendment can be used by anyone from any political party. Check it out, abolitionamendment.wordpress.com. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue on with our special featuring the international humanitarian interfaith teacher from Vietnam, from O Lạc, Chiang Hai. Join us on Vegan Nation for music, news, and events about living the vegan lifestyle. Right here on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. This is Molly Narrow, host of Vegan Nation. Thanks for tuning in. And here's Chiang Hai, originally from O Lạc, Vietnam, and her organization of Compassionates, starting out in Formosa, Taiwan.
It's so simple. It's so simple. Just put down that piece of bloody dripping meat, everyone, from now. From whatever living beings that meat or product might came from, we just ban them all. Even if we are not the ones doing the killing, we cause others to kill for us. The animals suffer and die just the same, just for our meal, which we can replace with any other plant-based food. And nowadays, even much more so easy.
Drop meat, drop fish, drop egg, drop anything that to do with animals. Just take up vegetable protein, vegan cheese, vegan fish, vegan meat, vegan shrimp, vegan anything. Delicious and wonderful and healthy.
Here's a clip from Supreme Master TV of Supreme Master's urgent message for all world leaders and governments. This is a snippet of it.
The fact is, there is no humane slaughter, no such thing as lawful murder en masse of the innocents. You have the power to stop all this. You have the privilege to implement vegan law. No more animal-related suffering businesses. Zero pain, agony for all beings, humans and animals. Because kindness will beget kindness, and compassion will beget compassion. Mercy will beget mercy from heaven. And this vegan law is the most effective way to save our world. So do not run away anymore from this inevitable decision. Simply just make the vegan law and sign it before it's too late for you to decide the right thing, before it's too late to even regret, before more of God's wrath descends upon us with more severe weather, more plague, more terror, more lives lost, more precious resources disappear, more financial disaster. Put yourself in their position, so helplessly delivered to brutality. Animals, they do have souls, wisdom, knowledge, and even some magical power, visibly and invisibly. Sometimes we can see it, and it's amazing. I tell you one of the story. I live in a kind of remote mountainous area, high in the mountain.
Maybe one more story of the spider who saved my life. The spider. This spider was very big, bigger than the size of my palm, almost the size of my stretched out palm. And one night about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was meditating, and suddenly I got up. I wanted to write something. in my diary, and then I saw a big spider. And it's the second time he came to warn me about something. So I said, what is it today? He told me, don't turn off the light. Stay away from the sofa. And I was thinking, why is that? And then I saw a snake crawling, almost reach where I was sitting. So, of course, I used a net kind of instrument. You know, people use it to catch the butterfly or something from the house to bring him out. So I used that to let him crawl in, and I put him outside. I was really grateful that he saved my life that day, because it was a very poisonous snake. I can tell by the color and the triangle shape of his head. Actually, I asked the spider, why are you so good to me? That's the second time you helped me. The spider told me that, oh, because you are very kind-hearted. You have never killed us. I said, kill you? How would I even think about that? He said, not just the spider type, but you save all the insects from your house. You never killed any of us insects. So we also have to help you. That's what he said.
Animals, they are wonderful. It's unfortunate for us that we do not preserve our telepathy communication, which is universal and very convenient for all beings to communicate with each other with our language. Because we have so many languages, and animals, they also have their own languages. So it would have been more convenient for us if we could remember how to communicate inside.
Our time is short now. Our world is in truly imminent emergency. And if anyone who also produces weapons to kill humans or animals, if you turn away now, you turn right now, and never make that business again. Do some more benevolent business, making clothes, making restaurants, making hotel, something that people enjoy and feel comfortable with. Be a hero. Change our way of life. Be a hero. Help the planet. Rescue the animals. Save our world.
Also, three recent special messages. Supreme Master Ching Hai's urgent message to all animal meat business and livestock factory owners, also fishing, egg, milk, fur, lab test, cosmetics, and leather industries, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's urgent message to all religious and spiritual leaders, and Supreme Master Ching Hai's urgent message to all world leaders and governments, are free to share at suprememastertv.com/download.
It's not enough that you wear the monk's or nun's robe and just, you know, every day doing some not very useful rituals, taking donations, having a comfortable church or temple to live in, and being revered by the faithful. You must turn around, be vegan. No more meat, no more animal products. Otherwise, you cannot escape hell. In my honor, in the name of God, I tell you the truth like that. Even if you feel offended, even if I risk my safety, to tell you, the leaders of religions, not only you have to be vegan, you must also advise your followers, the faithful, to do the same. Must be vegan. No more killing. Indirectly, the poor innocent animals that God make, the animals are also God's children and shall not be destroyed. The animals are helpers of humankind. In the Bible, it even says all that. Ask the birds, they will show you. Ask the fish, they will instruct you. Ask the animals, they will tell you. They will advise you. So they are some beings to be respected, to be loved, at least to be friendly with. It's not for us to eat, to torture in such a barbarous way. And if you eat them, these torturously kill meats, you condone this practice, and you are an accomplice. We, even no priest, even ordinary people, we humans, a humane human, should never enjoy at the cost of suffering of any others. God say, thou shalt not kill. And that never fails. That law of the universe is everywhere correct and just. No one can escape that. As you sow, so shall you reap. Just because you don't see the animal suffer, just because you don't kill the animal, doesn't mean you don't partake in the sin thereof. People trust you. You must advise them to go the compassionate way, the way Jesus walked, the way the Buddha taught, the way Guru Nanak Devji saw to us, the way Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, taught us. All the masters say the same. Lord Mahavira did not even want to eat other fruits even. And we are allowed to eat fruits and vegetables and in plenty. We are not short of food, of nutrition. We should not kill. That is wicked. The suffering of animals affects humans, and thus humans also suffer.
This recording is from April 2021. And here's a snippet of another recording.
We stop all the slaughterhouses, all the livestock industry, close them all down. Give these business owners some subsidies so that they can turn that into another kind of farming, because they say that's an animal farm. So they can turn that into a vegetable farm and fruit farm.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Much thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, Supreme Master TV, for contributing to the material for today's program, celebrating Mother's Day 2021. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in and for your open heart. On Vegan Nation, we seek to share news of all compassionates worldwide who are working to create a world of freedom and health, peace, safety, and sustainability for all without discrimination. Here's more from the singer-songwriter in Trinidad, Rahil Barbaram. The title of his latest song is Appeal.
Inspire all human mothers to wake up and see.
That those who have udders feel the same as you feel. That they also love their children, who we'd hate to steal. For the girls to become dairy slaves. And the boy to become veal. We can only have peace within ourselves when we are not the cause of anyone's sufferings. Going vegan will not only soothe your own heart and soul, it will also bring lasting peace for the whole world. Which translates to, may all beings be free from suffering. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. Thank you for caring enough to hear and be heard. Vegan Nation is a secular program. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.